Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. We're breaking down the biggest, latest celebrity gossip of this week. It actually was kind of a dramatic, busy week. I'm excited to break it down with my fellow friends, Mr. Brody Brown.
Hi. Sorry if I sound restrained. I got thrown into a wall by two interns at Gwen's company-wide beauty sale yesterday.
Gwen, on that note, how are you recovered today?
Listen, I'm totally recovered. Like, here's what you gotta do, guys. You have to get, like, amazing interns to man the closet.
Yes, and with just guns.
Avoid
it was so surprising.
The majority of the day, but I am happy to report that we raised quite a bit of money, over $5,000 for Cosmetic Executive Women's Cancer and Careers, which is a really amazing organization that helps women with cancer stay in the workplace.
And Travis Cronin, of course, was the first online.
Yes.
Break us down. Like, what is this beauty sale? Like, tell our listeners exactly what it is.
You guys, it's kind of like a trip to heaven. That's what people tell me. So we have a beauty closet, which is where all of the products that brands send us to test, new launches for the year, go into after they've been used in the magazine or when they are just being considered for stories. They go into this place that some people think is Mecca. It's the beauty closet. And at the end of the year, we have a sale where we sell all of the products in the beauty closet, even things that are by brands such as Chanel, Glossier, Yves Saint Laurent, like, you know, coveted stuff, you guys. We sell these products for $2 each.
Gasp.
If there might be any La Mer in the closet.
Yeah, right.
Or La Prairie.
No way.
There is. There really is.
Treasures,
honestly.
Treasures can be found. You could potentially get a $500 cream for $2.
I got Dr. Colbert face sheets yesterday.
Nice. You got masks?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So people line up, I mean, literally for like 45 minutes to get into the closet to shop. But as I say, by the end of the day, only a couple of people were injured, like Brody Brown.
Yeah. And my emotions were injured by seeing someone tell someone else off for cutting.
I heard that was the woman who went mental and cried and freaked out.
Into the room trying to chase the girl down. It was her.
There was one crier.
Oh, people take this seriously.
Yes. But you guys, we raised $5,303 for charity. And that's amazing just simply by, you know, us all enjoying the things that are already here in our closet.
Yes.
So I call that hashtag winning.
And you literally are responsible for that. So congratulations to you. Because it's an amazing thing that you do every year.
Thanks. But you know, honestly, it was Krista and Johanna and Shakira who really did the heavy lifting.
Literally. And held the guns that waved them at people to get them to stay
in
line. Yeah.
Speaking of guns. It's been a crazy week, though. Okay, so Pete Davidson, he obviously had another episode this past weekend. He threw up this tweet on Twitter saying, "I don't want to be on this earth anymore." Of course, that raised so many eyebrows. Pete's been really open with his mental health issues, his multi-personality disorder. He obviously had such a public breakup with Ariana Grande. And this weekend, he sent this tweet that literally the NYPD was even alerted to on Instagram. The NYPD was even alerted and like did a welfare check on him to make sure he was okay. But he had a lot of people worried. He, of course, had SNL that night. Ariana Grande actually then tweeted saying, "Pete, I am here downstairs in the basement of NBC. If you need me, I'm here for you." But I had a lot of people worried. Pete, of course, did show up to SNL. He only introduced the performer of the night, Miley Cyrus. He was cut out from multiple skits. I feel like fears for Pete are real right now.
Well, he refused Ariana when we showed up, which I think is important to know, too. She showed up and he's like, "Nah, I'm good." And his Instagram was really, really worrisome because he said, "I don't want to be on this earth anymore."
And he said he was like trying.
Yeah.
You know, I felt really bad. I feel really bad for Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson, call me.
You can fix him. Gwen can save him.
Listen, I could provide a bit of comfort.
Yeah, maybe a little LaMer from the beauty closet can.
Well, he does look a bit gray. He would benefit from some high-end skincare,
and
I guess.
I'm not a doctor, but I think he has borderline personality
disorder. He has borderline personality disorder. That's what he has admitted to.
Right.
I think he's got multiple.
I did say multiple. I'm sorry. I do retract that. But it was borderline personality disorder.
Yeah, but it's really ugly. And the strangest thing was this all came out of Ariana. This, like, there was a little chapter before that. Ariana had told
Kanye and was it? Who
she
was
didn't
he?
Like tag them directly. She's no. like, two grown men are fighting on Twitter. Arguing. I just want to remind everyone that me and Miley Cyrus' singles come out tonight yeah. at midnight.
Which didn't seem offensive, but Kanye pounced on it. And he was like, I have mental health issues. He really advanced it and pushed it there. And then Pete was like, thank you, Kanye. This took a life of its own. And then yeah. Pete was like, thank you, mm-hmm. Kanye. And so people were like, wow, Pete's slamming what Ariana said. And so then because of that, the Arianators were very passionate in other people. Trolls online went after Pete. And so I think this prompted him saying, I don't want to live in this world anymore, which was a shocking next step that all started from Kanye going off on Twitter like yeah. any other day.
And also so many celebrities reached out to Pete on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm here for you if you need me. It really was such an outpouring of support and concern from Hollywood for Pete Davidson.
Yeah, even when Cardi B, when Offset went on stage and tried to surprise Cardi B, she was like, don't go after my man. Well, not my man, my baby daddy, because look what happened to Pete Davidson. You mm-hmm. guys drove him to the brink. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Nicki Minaj, everyone was bringing it up and saying this is an example of how toxic online culture can be.
I mean, Selena Gomez, she literally was, well, up until a couple weeks ago, the most followed person on social media. And even she had to take a break from social media. She's like, literally, like, people out there who post these negative comments and attack celebrities on social media, like, we're normal people. You know, you don't know what effect these comments have on anybody. And just because I am, you know, one of the most famous people in the world, she's reading them. And it does affect her. So yeah. you have to be careful of what you comment and tweet at people. Because
words matter.
Words matter. Absolutely. And, you know, even if a celebrity is a celebrity, it doesn't mean that they're not reading them and it having an emotional effect because of these words.
I think you're trying to say they're just like us.
They are just like us.
Yeah, they are, though.
I think people do forget that, yeah, even if Selena has, what, 133 million followers, she's a person that has a heart and her feelings will get hurt.
It's such a weird story because it came out of such strange, non-direct Twitter communications, and it was also public. The only person in the story who didn't declare anything publicly was Drake, yeah. who was trying to call Kanye to have him stop his tweet storm. And then everyone else was doing everything completely in the public eye, lashing out to each other.
It escalated way, way too fast. You know, when you were just talking about that, did anyone see that Netflix documentary? Isn't it American Meme, the one with Paris Hilton?
I haven't watched it yet.
Hailey Baldwin's in there, and she talks about how horrible the trolls are and how she was, like, dreading going on social media. It's a very real thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, people just think of celebrity being so glamorous and fun and what are some trashy comments. But when people are constantly critiquing how you look and how you act and how you talked and how you talk and act, yeah. it can be really terrible.
What do you guys think, though? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, Pete Davidson, we've heard he's changed his number. You know, he's trying to really stay away from Ariana and any communication with her. But what do you think of social media, though? Her going on, responding to Pete's tweet and saying, you know, I'm here for you if you need me. Do you think she should have tweeted something like that? Or do you think she maybe should have texted his publicist, text someone on the SNL set, kind of get contact to him
privately? Text Miley Cyrus.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're friends.
Yeah, I don't think she should have tweeted, and that's why she probably deleted it. The strangest thing about social media, well, one of the stranger things now is that everything's so public. I love you, baby. I'm so proud to be with you. It's so performative. Mm-hmm. So when she's doing that, if she really cared about Pete and wants to get in touch with him, why not just, she can't text him, but call a coworker. She knows she must know people around him, mm-hmm. as opposed to Twitter.
Call his mom. Show up to his apartment. Do something, you know,
maybe
rather
don't
than,
show up to
like, really proactive.
Really, yeah. No, just make if you really care,
camp out outside for a couple days.
Yeah, right. No, but listen, this is Ariana Grande.
Yeah, go in disguise.
She can get to him if she really wanted to.
But I feel badly for Pete. I mean, we've seen him on two dates in public, and those dates got coverage because people snapped photos of him. One, he was at cafeteria in New York with a girl, and an Ariana Grande "Thank You Next" was playing, and someone recorded it in a video, and it was like on the internet immediately.
How amazing, though. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, how horrible.
What happened to go to cafeteria on a Saturday night? Come on.
Who knew that Ariana, they probably put Ariana Grande on, like, so savage.
You wouldn't?
Sure. And they were like, no.
If you have a DJ in cafeteria, you definitely
would put, like, anthemic songs on to celebrate his freedom and independence, because I believe in people supporting people, men supporting men, women supporting women.
Kelly Clarkson's Miss Independent would be like blasting in the
Oh, that would be nice that'd if be you really played sweet. Like single anthems.
Yeah.
All you, since like, you've been gone.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
Still a rock star.
Yes. Ooh, forever. That would be good.
Yes. And then he was on another date at Carbone. Mm-hmm. Carbone, which is like exclusive, fancy. That's no cafeteria.
One and of the most locked up restaurants in New York City with celebrities. And like people, nothing ever comes out of that restaurant.
No, it's so discreet. And someone took a picture of him there on another date.
Yeah.
And that's like, where are you going to go if you can't go there? Just at home? You're making dinner at home? That's kind of sad.
For a first date?
Very like Taylor Swift, Joe Alwyn. It's kind of like sad. You're chased inside.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we're rooting for you, Pete. We are Team Pete Davidson here, and we just hope he's okay.
And Gwen is here for you.
Totally.
With her beauty closet.
That's right. Her amazing singing voice, Gwen. I'm really impressed.
Oh, God. Why have you been hiding that from us?
Guys.
One talent at a time.
One talent, yeah. You guys did mention Cardi B and Offset, though, earlier. We are hearing from sources that they actually are going to be spending Christmas together. We know Cardi from sources close to her that they are not getting back, but they will be spending the holidays together just for their daughter, which I love because she's literally too young to even remember the fact that her parents are together on Christmas. But I don't know. I kind of like it.
Well, I think it's sweet. I mean, listen, is a teeny tiny little baby, but she was just born. She was born this year. Like, this was the year that they had shared that milestone. And, you know, I think it's nice that they're going to celebrate the holidays together. I'd like to see them get back together. Are we sure they're not going to get back together?
No, we're not sure they're not going to get together. So, like, but, like, you know, he, like, savagely cheats on her.
Well, you know, people have flaws.
No, God. Oh, my God. This is what Cardi needs to do. Like, any advice you'd give to a friend on a breakup, you need to sleep with someone else. And actually, preferably multiple other people to sort of dull the pain. Because she's probably still, I can't say the word, but trapped in Offset's, like, hypnotized, you know what I mean, by Offset.
Yeah. So wait, so who should we set her up with?
Well, she said that on Instagram Live, too, that she, like, misses the D.
Wait, you guys, I have an idea. Let's get Cardi and Pete Davidson together.
Oh, no. Pete's not ready.
He can't handle all of that.
First off,
if Cardi B can't get a rebound, then we're all
sure
in trouble.
I'm sure all kinds of creeps are in her DMs. But
yes.
She doesn't check her DMs, though.
I don't like the Offset thing at all. When he surprised her on stage, whether or not that was an actual surprise, with all those roses being like, let's get back together. Again, so performative, so unnecessary. That's her moment. Like, let her shine. You don't need to interrupt that. When he proposed to her after they had already been married, he's such a stunt queen. I don't like it. And it's kind of, it's invasive. Like, let her live.
Yeah, but I do like the fact, they're so public and they do things for a show, but they are kind of private. I mean, this is a couple that got married and we didn't know for a year.
Yes, and he does cheat on her with multiple other women in private. In private, yes, yeah. I respect that too.
I don't know. I do feel like there's something more between the two of them that's going on that we don't know about, and I do think they could get back together one day.
No, I think it's also an issue of gender. If the woman had been cheating and she was begging for him back in public like this, people would be like, oh no, don't take her back. And now you see all these people being like, oh, take Offset back, give him another chance. Other male celebrities, singers are like, oh, give him another chance. I'm like, what? No.
None of your business.
He's burned it.
Yeah.
Like, leave her alone. Let her live. If she wants to go back to it, she will, but stop pressuring her.
And, like, give her those $15,000 and, like, Venus Flores. How do you say it? Venus and Flores? The flowers?
Is it Venus et Flores?
Venus et Flores. Give her those $15,000 and Venus and four flowers, like, at her hotel room. Like, not while she's performing on stage.
Also, I'm so tired of fresh cut flowers. Just give her a plant. Maybe that's
give her succulents.
Oh, yes. A little California vibe.
They never die.
Those are her favorite flower, though. She likes the Venus and Flores.
Oh, gosh. Well, Selena Gomez. Good news for Selena Gomez. She is in a much healthier place, you know, since leaving rehab. I'm so happy for her. But we actually spotted her for the first time since she checked into rehab back in October. She was spotted with snow tubing with a bunch of her friends in Big Bear Lake in California this week. And it was really, really cute to see. She had a huge smile on her face. She was with a bunch of her friends, like Bailey Madison, the actress, of course, Connor Franklin. She rocked a black hoodie from Taylor Swift's Reputation tour, which I actually love.
Cute. Yeah.
And this super chic dark jacket and really cute ski hat. But we know from sources that she's definitely in a healthier place than she was a few months ago. You know, definitely took a lot of therapy and energy and focus to making sure she stayed mentally healthy and that she's kind of gotten over that hump in her life and she's doing well.
She had the light back in her eyes, which she didn't have for a while too, which I liked about that picture. She looked like happy to be here.
I'm still sad for her about Justin just running off and marrying Haley.
Yeah, but
you know, there was like that moment they were riding bikes, like they were so happy together again. Mm.
But if anyone dodged a bullet, I really think it's her.
I agree.
That was like a toxic romance that was just rolling along for so long, and this maybe hopefully put an end to it, but at least put a period in it for a while.
For like 6 years or something.
I know. I think she just needs some time on her own right now and just to focus on herself, focus on time with her friends, her own mental health. Like, I hope she does not tie herself to any celebrities anytime soon. And yeah, I mean, Justin Bieber, that was a recipe for like relationship disaster. I mean, those two also were together since they were, what?
Babies.
16.
Well,
15, 16. Yeah. And they both have their own issues to deal with. And growing up in the public eye and spotlight, like, it would have not ended well for either one of them.
And please do not skip over the beautiful intermission she had with The Weeknd.
Orlando Bloom.
Well, the Orlando Bloom was never a confirmed thing, but The Weeknd was a confirmed thing. That was like shocking, exciting. You have two very famous people together.
Poor Selena. It's like you literally one ex-boyfriend rebounds with Hailey Baldwin, a second ex-boyfriend rebounds with Bella Hadid. Like, two girls that were already famous 5 years ago.
Before he was with you.
Yeah, and then one goes back with his ex.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her life, though. That's her people.
Yeah.
You know, that's like her circle. Like, who else are they going to rebound with?
And when you're that famous, who else are you going to date? It's not like you can really go out to a bar or, like, even go to an after-ski bar in Big Bear Lake and, like, meet some random dude. Like, who can you have someone in common with?
Well, if you're Britney Spears 10 years ago, you can. But not if you're Selena Gomez in a healthier place.
Date paparazzis.
Oh, my God. That student.
I will say this for Selena. She is very consistent about releasing incredible music. It's always so good. The last 5 years, every song I can get down to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this new album.
I cannot wait for it. She's working with Justin Tranter, Julia Michaels on all of her last hits, and they are so good. I don't care if you're 65 or you're 13. They're so they're
good
bangers.
For you.
Yes, that's so sexy.
Mm-hmm. Justin Tranter, Julia Michaels also wrote "Sorry" for Justin Bieber too.
Traitor. He's a traitor.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he's getting that hustle.
No, but it's nice to see her and even Demi Lovato. I mean, two superstars.
Yes.
Be in a much better place. Yep. I just wonder when we're going to see them officially back next. Like, how do you think
to do a cover of One and the Same, their iconic song, or reference the Princess Protection Program, the movie they did together? I love their friendship. I need them to do One and the Same.
The fandom, like, exploded last night when they saw that Selena was wearing that Taylor Swift. I forgot about Taylina, their friendship name, because usually you think couple names, but Taylina is Taylor and Selena. But the last time we saw Selena and Demi Lovato together was so long, but every time that happens, you're like, oh my God, they've somehow reconciled, because we know there's been some distance between them every once in a while.
The last time we saw them together was in like 2013 or something, right?
They probably had to figure something out.
When they recreated their awkward red carpet photos that they do, I was a big Selena and Demi stan back in the day of their friendship. I know a lot about their friendship timeline.
I would love to just get into like the vault of all of your useless knowledge that you have.
Girl,
up in
it looks
your
like
head.
A PBT in catalog. That's pretty much what it looks like.
Is that Pottery Barn?
Yes, it is. God, crack a book, Brody.
I'm sorry. I walked past one the other day. I was like, that's a really big store. And they have a beautiful Harry Potter collection.
They do.
Hashtag Spawn.
No, but Demi Selena.
Shadow PR.
Demi Selena definitely need to release like a hit song or a video together, because I feel like these two women, have experienced such of the same issues that all of their fans have. All younger boys and girls around the world, issues that everybody's dealing with, even from just bullying on social media. But these two girls, you know, they made it so real that they have suffered through such serious issues. I hope that they would actually put something out or do an interview to kind of raise awareness and let people know, you know, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to seek treatment if you're going through something like this.
Well,
and that would be a killer single.
In the meantime, we've had Demi Lovato and the Christina Aguilera Fall in Line, which is nominated for a Grammy.
Is it really?
It is nominated for a Grammy.
Good.
I was like, really? But no, I'm kidding. No, it's good.
It's not nominated for a Grammy.
No, it is nominated for a Grammy. The video is like about empowerment. The song is about empowerment. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be more wild, but it was like it had a more serious tone. And they were talking about banding together.
They're definitely going to show up together to the Grammys.
Yeah. And look like, you know, with that slicked back looking hair and something like leathery and sexy, which I love.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Team Selena, Team Demi. I'm here for all of it. It's good to see that these girls are doing good. Jen Garner and John Miller, she is so going strong with her cheeseburger man.
Don't cheeseburger
her. Ah, but I love how, you know, like, reports are that, like, he slept over her house. Like, yes, yes, girl, yes, have sleepovers.
I love, so we hear from sources that, you know, she'll bring him over to his house, to her house for sleepovers. But he actually leaves by like 5 or 6 a.m. to make sure he gets out of there before the kids wake up.
That's great.
And she doesn't want him there for breakfast with the children. I like it.
Yeah, that's
no, she's very smart. She's very responsible. She's an amazing mom. You know, she's very respectful of her ex, Ben Affleck. Like, I love all of this.
And honestly, everyone should leave at 5 a.m. so you don't have to be self-conscious about your morning breath.
I agree.
Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you.
Get in late, yeah. Get out early.
Bye, babe. Just so you know where the door is, just close it behind you.
I mean, I'll forgive her for Peppermint being so bad now, that movie, because of this. I mean,
camping couldn't make up for it now. No.
I think camping is cute. Oh, I do. I think it's cute.
Oh, my God. Actually, a shout out for another outlet. W Magazine is doing these incredible ASMR videos. And Cardi B did one. Yep. Paris Hilton did one. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Garner did one. And it's really cute and it's really good. It made me see her in a different way. She's not pushing the project too hard. She's like laughing. It just gave me a new side of Jennifer Garner that didn't seem as controlled or poised cute as other interviews do.
Cute.
Yeah, I feel like ever since her Instagram account came out, like, she really has been more open and wants to show people, like, this fun side of her.
Yeah.
Like, Jennifer Garner's always been known as, like, the hot chick next door. Like, the girl you want to, like, sit on your couch with and drink wine and, like, just be friends with. Like, she's always seemed real and, like, normal to me.
See, I always thought she was, like, the woman across the street who you were a little afraid to talk to.
No, I think
she just looks like that in pictures because she has paparazzi following her every day. So she's like, oh, really, again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just love that she just will walk out in, like, jeans and a flannel t-shirt with a cup of coffee in her hand, not care. And, like, she just doesn't seem like she has to be done up like some of these actresses that you see popped on the street, just looking so fancy and you know they're getting a manicure. Like, Jen Garner's just like, whatever. Like, I know I'm amazing and I'm going to leave my house, get photographed, but this is me.
The jeans. Come on, get some jeans that fit, girl.
Oh, but see, I think you either fall between Jennifer Garner, who's like, and what? And then there's like the other, and there's Lady Gaga from a couple years ago, every day with a different crazy outfit. Mm-hmm. And then there's like the other school of thought where it's like Taylor Swift coming out of the gym in like perfect hair and full makeup. I'm like, guys, what is going on?
With there like seven different brand names on her body.
Yeah, there has to be like just some common ground. And the common ground I like better is Jennifer Garner. It's more relatable.
But I feel like she's been more open. Like, she's kind of like, I don't know if it's this new boyfriend or what, but like lately she has been just more real. And like you see her, you know, doing selfie Instagram videos of like her face with like no makeup at 6 a.m. in the morning making breakfast. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, we were covering an event she did for the ballet in LA this week. And she was like, oops, is it my turn to go up? I totally got distracted. And she talked about wanting to bring Samuel, her son, to like ballet class. I thought it was like so cool and just sort of uncensored.
And that like note she posted that her kid who said she was like, they called her the queen of like no fun and like making fun things going away. She's like, this is what I get from my kids. It is fun. She also hadn't worked in so long. Like, we were still talking about Jennifer Garner, but she hadn't had a role before Love, Simon for years.
Really? So she was taking a break a little
bit. She took a long break. Yeah. And so we hadn't seen her in press or out or heard from her.
We saw her in commercials.
We saw her in Capital One commercials.
Yes, we sure did.
And we saw her in paparazzi pictures and in the pages of our magazine,
yes,
because she's still a character in America that we care about very much. But now she's actually doing press tours, and we actually get to know a little bit about who she is now, too, which I think has a big part of it.
Well, speaking of learning who she is, the most amazing thing happened this week.
I mean, amazing.
Meghan Markle's Instagram account was reactivated for 90 minutes.
How did it happen?
So nobody knows. We're hearing from sources that
the tag is still up?
Right? I don't know. Check right now.
I am.
We're hearing from sources that it was just a glitch. Like, somehow it was reactivated. All of those old photos were up there. It was up there for 90 minutes before Instagram took it down. But it was amazing because, like, literally the second her relationship with Prince Harry was confirmed, everything disappeared. All of her social media accounts, thetig.com, Twitter, Instagram, everything literally vanished. And now that she is, like, in the middle of, like, some of the biggest international news stories, she's the headline in every magazine newspaper lately, her Instagram reactivates. And we literally see an old life of her, like, plugging products and being on the red carpet. I don't know. It was so interesting to see the old Meghan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what if Kate Middleton reactivated it?
Right? It's totally possible.
She's like, oh, you want to play, girl? Let's put these up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Let's remind everybody how you really felt about Daddy.
I still like, we've talked a lot about Gary Jannetty's Instagram
account. I love that Instagram
account. Like, I'd like to think the Prince George reacted.
Oh, yeah. You know how little kids are so smart on phones? He was just like, beep, boop, boop.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. But it is funny, though. I don't know. I just feel like, well, we know all the royals have their private Instagram accounts. Like, no one will ever find them. They all have, like, obviously, like, generic, like, pictures of like grass and like mm-hmm. no, you know, names that don't match up anything, but we know that they have their private Instagram accounts and they, you know, their close friends follow them. I don't know, you know, Meghan clearly has a private Instagram account that she just used to, you know, stalk and connect with people. I don't know if I have a feeling like maybe she just hit like her old, you know, account and reactivated by accident. Who she just knows? Wanted to log in for a quick second just to see. Or if there is a juicier story behind this and
yeah,
it was Prince George hacked Meghan Markle's Instagram account and brought it back to life.
A lot of celebrities besides the royals have personal, very private Instagram accounts, but there was a Daily Mail story today where they said like Pax Jolie Pitt and Maddox mm-hmm. Jolie Pitt like wished Brad Pitt a, like happy birthday on Instagram, and it's these Instagram accounts are clearly like the fakest thing ever, mm-hmm. and, but they have like 15,000 followers each of them. I'm like, people really believe this is like Pax.
Hi guys,
and
Pax
Meg.
Here.
Hey, just like, wishing happy birthday
shot
to my
me
dad.
And my mom on the red carpet last night.
Oh yeah, one of them was like a post of like, don't believe what you're reading. Like, I love my parents. They're happy. I was like, oh my God, come on guys, so really?
People actually believe that though. There
the
are
Daily
people
Mail believe
home.
That.
People are sitting home thinking, oh my gosh, this is Maddox. I'm following him.
Yeah,
well, and I probably would follow him too, just in case he goes private.
I followed just him for a second. I followed him for a second. I was like, wait a minute. After I looked through it, I was like, no way. I can't do this anymore.
Did you unfollow or are you still following?
No, I unfollowed quickly. I was like, oh my God, I hope no one saw that.
Followed by Brody Pratt.
Yeah.
I did like sort of judge my friends that were following him.
How many friends were following him?
Just one.
Oh. Yeah.
Judge.
Well, that's the way I felt about people following the fake Amanda Bynes Persian Barbie.
Oh my God. That was a great
you guys
fan
see,
account.
That's ridiculous. I still follow it.
Me too. I love Persian LA.
But
I still think it's her.
No, it's not her. But it's a great
Finally,
parody.
You've turned a corner because
I have.
Before you believed that it
I
was
I did
her.
Believe, but now I do not.
I actually remember he did believe
know.
It was
I
was
come on.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, but during her crazy time, that Twitter account did have some
life.
Good intel that we knew and wasn't out there, and that's why I was convinced it was
her. Creepy, mm-hmm. and I think that's why she was fighting against it. She was like, that's a fake account. So I think it was someone who had some – there were a lot of people who were picking up some weird things from around her because she was kind of in free fall
I would
during
read a,
that time.
I would read a book by Persian LA written as
Seriously.
Amanda
God,
Bynes.
Seriously.
A free book for your Kindle.
Yeah. Yes. Well, some interesting tidbits that we obviously knew but like forgot about. We were reminded yesterday. Markle, she's friends with Kelly Pickler, which I think
know
is
that.
So mm-hmm. random.
I didn't know that. Hashtag friend. She put a hashtag friend on the card. I was like,
no, that's amazing.
Oh,
and
you're
where
so
was Kelly
simple.
Pickler at the royal wedding, by the way?
Well, not that good of a friend, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Like Priyanka?
Priyanka was
Priyanka?
There.
No,
and
kidding.
Guess what? Priyanka was documented, their friendship was documented over the years. Even very casual candidates, sort of an unflattering picture of Priyanka on there. I was like, well, you are clearly that kind of friend.
Well, that was Priyanka. Pre-Nick Jonas.
Yeah,
so,
that's
yeah,
true. But
I
it was just
that.
Like casual moments of like drinking and hanging out. That's a true friendship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she also has pictures of her and Nina Dobrev. I'm like, so random to think about, but it makes sense.
It looked like they were at a rave, but I think they were at some like charity fitness thing.
Probably. We know that she spent a lot of time in London before meeting Harry. I mean, I do remember that interview though, as soon as they got engaged mm-hmm. and she was like, oh my God, I had no idea who he was. Our friends introduced us.
Come
and
on.
I was like, is he kind? Like, I had no idea who Prince Harry was. And then cut to like 5 hours later, a picture was released of her
in front of
Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
When she was like 14.
Yeah, where she had photoshopped her face over Princess Diana's body.
Pointing to her ring finger. Pointing to her ring finger.
Being like, it's cold. Warm it up.
Oh gosh. So she believes in fries before guys. I actually love that because she literally posted a picture of her in cheeky jeans and a patch reading, touch my button, buy me pizza. Then she actually had a photo of a candy heart with the phrase kiss me on it. Love hearts in hashtag London. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she did post a meme once about fries before guys with the caption always. So she used to be normal, not anymore.
I've mm-hmm. only seen gay people with that touch my butt. And buy me pizza.
Oh, it's like a Forever 21 t-shirt.
Travis has it.
They definitely
had
stole
it in
that.
2012.
Oh, they definitely stole that from gay people.
Really?
Yeah,
it's like a gay meme culture.
Right.
But yes, yeah, it was appropriated for Forever 21.
Yeah, that's so strange.
God, she then she did put up a picture of her and Serena Williams, and she convinced her to join Snapchat. So Meghan Markle was once on Snapchat.
I believe it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
of course. She was an OG influencer.
She was an OG influencer. She was a Girl Scout, too, which I think is funny. Yeah. I can picture her as a Girl Scout.
Who wasn't?
She still is.
I was. I was like a Girl Scout, like, inappropriately too late.
Till
31?
No, not 31.
You were like, hey guys, does this still fit? Like,
I was a Girl Scout, I think, until I was a freshman in high school.
Whoa. That's you were an old so weird. Girl Scout.
That's what I bet. Girl Scout. You sold a lot of cookies.
Yeah. For sure.
I wish you still sold cookies.
I still can sell cookies.
Wait a minute. Is there no, when you're a Boy Scout, I was a Boy Scout, and they're like, come on, be an Eagle Scout. I was like, oh, screw that. I'm not, that's too much time, too much. But did they have something like that for Girl Scouts?
Yes, they did. I didn't make it, and my mom was like so disappointed.
You dropped out like at the very end?
Guys, I was a Girl Scout way too late in life.
No. You saw the finish line, you're like, no.
I'm not there. I can't do it.
Too
I remember
serious.
Thinking, I have to do it just because it's going to help me on my college applications, and I'm going to have this amazing job one day where I won't be sitting here doing a podcast.
Yeah.
On Meghan Markle's trips to London and fries of pork eyes. But then I realized, you know what? I'll just wing it and see what happens.
Do you still have your Girl Scout outfit?
Probably.
Could
definitely.
I borrow it?
My mom is like the neatest hoarder I've ever met in my life. So my brownie sash is somewhere in my attic for sure.
Yeah, I wore my old Boy Scout outfit a couple years ago, but I was only a Boy Scout, so it's very like inappropriate.
It was like a slutty Halloween costume.
Like,
yeah,
it was actually a slutty Halloween later costume.
Yeah, I was gonna say, not even those like booty shorts, probably.
Yeah, it was like a G-string basically. And booty shorts is generous.
I did.
I hope you tagged them on Instagram. Right?
Yeah. I hope you had a patch that said, "I was home and buy me pizza."
Yeah. When I was home with Thanksgiving, have you guys ever like looked through all of your crap at your parents' house, like all of the things you've ever saved? I mean, I found like 25-year-old corsages that smelled like dirt.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah.
That's sweet, though.
It's sweet.
High school yearbooks.
Yeah.
Ugh, terrible pictures.
Yeah, I definitely have all those like in my apartment still, but terrible pictures. Don't want to relive those.
No.
But Meghan Markle.
It's just like Meghan Markle's Instagram account.
Just like
her effortless Instagram account.
It's good to know that they're all there, but you just don't want to see it.
No.
Oh, gosh. All right. And then also on a lighter note, we did lose such an iconic Hollywood legend this week, Penny Marshall.
That's a lighter note?
Oh, it's a sadder note.
Dude, I'm so
bummed. But no, she's amazing. Yeah, it's so sad. We know that she was sick for so long. She passed away Monday night at home in the Hollywood Hills. But, you know, she was sick for a while. And obviously it was a still shock to her family and friends that she passed away, but she had such a great career. I mean, she was so beloved. She obviously is known for her iconic roles, Laverne and Shirley, obviously.
Laverne and Shirley was everything.
I mean, did you guys see what Cindy Williams posted about her?
No.
It was really, really...
today, she told the news show.
She, you know, she said, "What an extraordinary loss. My good friend Penny Marshall is gone, one in a million. Utterly unique, a truly great talent, and oh, what fun we had. I can't describe how much I'll miss her."
Aww. You know, she was nominated, I think, for 3 Golden Globes. So I'm sure at the Golden Globe ceremony in January, they will honor her in a very significant way.
I can't wait.
And finally give her the Globe she deserved.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, she was directed big, and she was the first woman to have a over $100 million movie ever.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then she did A League of Their Own.
Yes.
And then she sat courtside at every Lakers game.
She was a Lakers super fan. She was just such a quirky personality.
Yeah, with 90s tiny sunglasses, like before Bella Hadid even was born.
Right, but she and Diane Keaton were blazing that trail with the tiny sunglasses before everyone else.
Diane Keaton still rocks those tiny sunglasses.
Oh my God, thank God she does.
I feel like I overheard on a morning show, and I'm not sure if this is correct, but she was the first female director.
Yeah, she was.
With Banks.
Yeah, she was.
It's insane.
Of like a blockbuster movie.
Blockbuster.
Of course.
Not like
over $100 million. They like consider a blockbuster. But yeah, she was the first female director. And I was talking to someone else about it last night. What's really interesting about Laverne and Shirley is, of course, it was a spinoff from Happy Days, which she was on. And she dated
Fonzie.
The Fonz, but she only dated him for like 2 or 3 episodes.
It was like nothing.
And she made such an impact that they gave them a spinoff series for like 2 episodes.
But I think just her voice and her look and her just like dry sense of humor and, you know, that's what, of course, made her so famous and so popular. And, of course, Gary Marshall, her brother, he passed away two years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've read that she really took his death really hard and never recovered from that. So
I want Laverne and Shirley to be on Netflix. I would watch those again.
I'm surprised
take Friends off Netflix and put Laverne and Shirley on there.
Yeah. There are a lot of reruns of Happy Days, but they need to now add in.
Yeah, they should
Laverne
get Laverne and Shirley.
Yes. I'm sure they'll do a blitz over the holidays.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And they'll definitely have a huge tribute to her during award season since she just passed away. But yeah, R.A.P. Penny Marshall.
Yes.
Mm. Sad.
We'll go to F.A.O. Schwartz and play on the keyboards just for her.
Yes. Totally. Oh, let's do it.
They should take those keyboards out of that store.
In Brody's Boy Scout shorts.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. The people are like, turn your kids away. Don't look at that.
Jen, you can wear your brownie sash. It's just like a bandeau.
Oh,
and a tube top.
I'm selling my cookies on that keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Perfect for this winter weather.
I'm selling different kind of cookies now.
My cookies.
That's not going to make you work. Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone. We will be back next week. We're going to kind of like review what happened this year in celebrity news and just break down everything that 2018 gave us. So
Or should have given us.
Tune in next week, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.